This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We will come back to the studio at some point.
I mean, David's not even in the same studio as us today, so well, yeah, exactly. It's a bit of a far reach for now.
We'll just keep working on what we have. Now, we have on the phone, we've got Melinda Martin, who is the director of the Linden New Art Gallery. Now, welcome to the show, Melinda.
Thanks so much for having me, and I'm so sorry I'm not joining you
in the glamour. I know. Well, you know what? We're going to have to. You're definitely going to have to come in once we open up, and everybody's allowed in because we are now literally just around the corner from you, aren't we? Because you're back in the Ackland Street Gallery, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We are. We're literally in. We're in the hood now.
Oh,
all good.
And I'm missing as well not being able to come into the gallery because I walk past that beautiful building where you are so many times and the doors are locked. I hate it.
It's not ideal. It's not the best way to run an art gallery, can I say, when you can't allow people to come in and visit.
Yeah, no, true.
I know, it's a bit of a shame, that one. But Melinda, before we talk about the, I think we're going to talk about the postcard show, but before we do, I know that most of our listeners probably have heard you speak to us on the show several times, but for those who haven't, a little bit of background on you, Melinda, how did you get started in the arts? Because curating for a while now, so how did you get started and how did your love for the arts come about?
It's really interesting. I think I was always a kid who was dragged to art galleries by my parents, who obviously thought it was a good idea to, take their kids out to see culture. And I think my brothers and I were only ever, we always got an ice cream or a treat at the end if we behaved ourselves and didn't touch anything. So I think...
A bribe.
My art career began as a bribe, I think, for good behaviour.
Well, you can thank your parents now, can't you? Because look where you are, So.
I can. It worked out. Possibly not as they intended, but it did work out. So I spent years at university, and I didn't really at the start think I wanted to work in the arts, and I don't even really know that I knew that you could have a job working in an art gallery. And then finally I kind of landed into that world and I did research for a lecturer at university while I was there, and then I worked for Monash Gallery of Art at Millers Hill and looked after their photography collection. I worked for Anna Schwartz Gallery here in Melbourne, which is a major commercial gallery, and then I worked for what is now called Creative Partnerships Australia, and managed a program to help artists strengthen their business skills, and toured that around the country. And then I came to Linden about nearly, next year it'll be 10 years that I've been at Linden.
Whoa. And tell people, what is Linden and who owns it and why is it so important?
So Linden is a public art gallery that is based in St Kilda. The building is owned by the City of Port Phillip.
Yep.
And we are very fortunate to have a 10-year lease and 10-year funding agreement with Council. We're an independent organisation and our focus is to support mid-career artists and to really provide really engaging and thought-provoking exhibitions of their work so audiences can come in and learn about the world we're living in.
Yeah, and I love the fact that it's called New Art because, it's not a museum. It is a gallery with new art, isn't it?
Like, essentially, everything that comes in our door has not been shown before.
Yeah.
So it is straight from the artist studio, directly to our gallery walls, which means that we're constantly seeing new ideas and new perspectives from living Australian artists.
Brilliant. And you've got your postcard exhibition coming, which is also a competition, in a roundabout way as a competition. Tell us about it, because it's, and how long's it been running?
This is its 31st year.
Whoa.
I know, and I feel like it's such an iconic part of our exhibition calendar that if we ever decide to try and change it too much, we'd be run out of town, I think. So essentially, it's a small-scale prize. Every work has to be 8 by 10 inches, including framing, and we literally hang everything that we receive on the wall. So it's kind of an explosion of creativity each year when we go to install the show. It's a really exciting time because we discover these little gems that have been created on small-scale works.
Yeah. And the fact is, Melinda, you actually get people entering from around Australia because it becomes a really, well, it has become a really important exhibition to be part of. And if you win, it really helps your career, doesn't it?
It does. And last year when the Postcard Show turned 30, we kind of brought back the winners of past years to celebrate,
to sort of
demonstrate the kind of impact on people's careers.
Mm.
And this year, along with the Postcard Show, we'll be showing the work of Anna Hoyle, who was in last year's show. We've kind of decided to each year now is to actually have a little solo exhibition of an artist who's won the Postcard Show.
Okay.
To really celebrate that journey and show what impact the entering the Postcard Show has had on their careers and the kind of work that they've gone on to make and do and the careers that they've had.
Right.
So that will be part of this year's exhibition as well.
And the other standout side of it is that every piece is up for sale, which normally they're not within your gallery, are they?
No, this is one of the really delightful things. You can fall in love with something on the wall and you can buy it. If your heart desires.
Yeah.
So it's a really great time to be able to come and support artists as well. So it's not just coming to see great work, it's also the chance to actually, maybe brighten up your home office or reward yourself for getting through another lockdown and support an artist. And we know that that's the best thing you can do for any artist, really.
Yeah, and the fact is that, as you said, they're postcard size. What's the dimensions again?
It's 8 by 10 inches,
right.
Which I can transfer into centimetres for those playing at home. It's not as exciting in centimetres because it's 20.32 by 25.4 centimetres, which just doesn't have the same ring as 8 by 10.
Yeah, true. You're so true. But what I also love about the exhibition when you go, like, as you said, there's masses of them because you get so many entries, but some of them are three-dimensional. You know, like the people's imagination goes crazy with this, don't they?
Yeah, we have, we have works that are carved out of wood. We have works made from ceramic. We'll have glass works. It's pretty much nearly every medium you can possibly imagine will be hanging on the wall. And I think that's one of the great things. There'll be landscapes, still life, portraits, the whole kind of range of art mediums and materials are used. And it's a really kind of nice, joyful thing to discover each time you come because each show is completely different from the last one.
Absolutely. And some artists like put an entry in every year, don't they?
They certainly do. We certainly, like at the end of each postcard from the year before, people desperately want to know what the dates are for the next year.
Wow.
Because they start almost painting immediately again. So it's a really interesting thing. And I think, we've had artists who've entered the show for probably, 20 years.
Wow. That's amazing. That's incredible.
Mm.
And how do we, and when do entries, they're open now and they close on the 13th of October, is that right?
That is right, at 11:59 p.m. exactly. So you've got to get in before midnight. And if people are, still painting or, taking photographs or whatever it is that they're going to do, they need to keep an eye on the numbers because we only can fit in 1,000. So they should be watching our social media because we'll be counting down how many spaces we've got left the last couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and we don't want people to miss out.
Right, and so that's the 13th of October is closing date. And when mm-hmm. when does the exhibition open for us to all come and have a look?
Fingers crossed, the 4th of December. Oh. And then it will run until the 27th of February next year. So we're just, if everything runs according to plan and lockdowns lift, we will be opening on the 4th of December.
Fantastic. And how do we find out more about it, Melinda?
You can just visit our website, which is lindenarts.org.
All right. Well, always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm so sorry that we can't see you in the flesh, but never mind. Maybe next time.
Indeed, indeed. I look forward to coming and seeing your stylish new...
I've
seen them being built, but I haven't been inside. Yet.
Oh, the foyer is amazing.
We're looking absolutely to share. Amazing. We're looking forward to showing it off to everybody too when we get a chance.
Absolutely, yeah.
But as David said, it's really great, Melinda, when we walk into the studio to come to the show, we've got this huge expanse of a foyer area that we can just walk in, and it's all to ourselves, basically, at the moment.
No one else here at present.
That's a bit swish, isn't it?
It is, I know. It feels
special. But also sad that there's not more people here.
Thanks so much for talking to us, Melinda.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. We've been talking to Melinda Martin here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.